Yo, what is good, my boys? How's everybody doing today?
Doing good, man.
Feeling fantastic.
Yeah? How's everybody doing over there? How's your guys' family? Everything all right?
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Both my kids are sick.
Oh, man, that sucks, man.
Mm. Yeah, I'll be getting it soon.
Yeah, we always get it. As a dad, you know you're going to catch it.
I try to tell the kids, just get away. They just don't.
No, man.
You know they don't care that I have to work.
They think you're super dad, man. It's okay.
Oh, yeah. Until I get sick. I get sick and I just feel like I'm dying.
Then you get sick and you're more of a baby than they are, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. So I can't find anybody.
Yeah, man. Jeremy, what's going on, man? How's everything going over there?
Going good, man. Just working a lot. Trying to stay busy. Like I said, we're trying to buy a house. I'm just trying to make all that money I can, man. Me and the wife are doing good.
Good luck with that. That's crazy. Steve, what's up? Talk to me. Why you look upset?
Hey, man, I'm not upset at all. I'm just chilling, man, taking in the vibe. Kids getting on my nerves, getting squeezed for money left, right, up, down, north, and south. So, you know, it is what it is, man.
I got the squeeze going on.
But look, that's why everybody who watched this, we need y'all to share this, okay? I need a couple more dollars in my pocket. The kids is in my back. They in my bank account.
Hey, the kids is going to squeeze harder, bro. Yeah. Man. All right, cool. Yeah, man. Well, how's your guys' teams in free agency? How they been doing? We're gonna start with you because
I can't take no more.
What was that look for?
Dude, like outside of Jerry Jeudy, like signing Jameis Winston for the same amount Joe Flacco got just blows my freaking mind. And all that does is just show that they're worried about Deshaun's feelings. And that's it. They don't care about winning. They worry about trying to keep him happy. You can't stay on the field. If you can't get on the field, I got Jameis Winston coming in who I don't know he's going to throw to our receivers. There's, I don't know. Mr. 30-30 over here is my backup quarterback.
He can hand off really well.
Hey, he got LASIK though, bro. So, you know, he's better.
it really helped. Other than that, man, it's been kind of like a kind of cash trap. You know, Deshaun's contract is $64 million this year, next year.
Yeah, that's a big cap hit.
I mean, did they resign?
Have you seen what your cap is sitting at right now?
Nope, don't even look.
You guys are dead last with -$3 million in cap space right now.
Hey, every team was supposed to be under the cap by Friday.
Well, hey, they actually just reworked Jerry Jeudy's contract, so they did free up $10 million, I think, today.
Okay. There you go. That's
everything I've got is from yesterday.
So they're going to have to keep that money for draft picks they're going to get.
Yeah, they got to sign the draft picks.
I don't see them. That second pick, they might pick up. They might go D tackle.
Okay.
Maybe because they missed on Wilkins. They missed on Armstead.
Hey, they were going to get Armstead, huh? Honestly, y'all guys are bullied with Armstead. To be honest with you, I like him. He was a Niner. I loved him. Hey, nine great years from that guy, but his body was breaking down for him, man.
That's the thing.
I think he played maybe 8 games last season, including playoffs. So like he's got that plantar fasciitis thing, and like it just flares up whenever and literally we would just use him for the playoffs and that was it. So I think he dodged a bullet because the money he got from the Jaguars. Good luck, Jaguars. He ain't playing.
Well, Miami signed Anthony Walker. Anthony Walker's our linebacker. He couldn't stay on the field for 2 years either. I wasn't worried about him leaving.
Sometimes, man, you got to look at these guys and I mean, you're taking a shot in the dark here and just being like, hopefully they can stay healthy. But
once
they
ain't
staying healthy, don't give them a 1 year prove it deal. Don't give them a multi year deal because that's where you get. That's where you end up in money troubles.
Well, also, too, like, once you reach a certain age, like, injuries start, they don't stop.
Yeah.
So that's a problem, too. Like, it's
– Yeah. Jeremy, how's your guys' free agency going?
It's going all right, man. We've made some signings. You know, we brought in Howell in our trade for our backup quarterback since Locke went to the Giants. Not thrilled about it. There's worse backups out there. I think we got him on a – somewhat friendly deal, so we're not paying a ton of money for him. Tried a couple tight ends. We lost two of our tight ends.
Yeah.
Our big thing, man, was re-signing Leonard Williams. That was huge. We sent 2 draft picks for him last season. So being able to re-sign him was absolutely huge. And then today we actually signed Jerome Baker, a linebacker from the Dolphins, to a 1-year deal, like $7 million. $7 million contract. So it's going to help our linebackers for sure because we lost 3 of them in the offseason here. So Still got a long way to go, man. I think.
Hey,
he lost Devin Bush.
I'm kind of surprised that you didn't mention Rayshon Jenkins, man. Like, you actually got a safety now.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Rayshon Jenkins. Absolutely, man. That's exciting too. Like safety last year, we had problems with coverage. So I'm really hoping that he'll be able to help out our safety group for sure.
Yeah, he's solid, man. I mean,
absolutely.
You go from Jamal Adams, the defensive end, to Rayshon Jenkins, an actual safety.
One other thing I'd like to point out is between Brooks and Wagner, two linebackers last year, they were rated 49 and 50th per PFF. Now that we have Dodson and Baker, they're rated number 3 and number 18. So middle linebacker is looking quite a bit better going into this new season.
Hey, buddy, they're still not Fred Warner.
Still not peak Bobby Wagner either.
Well, you don't have peak Bobby Wagner. You just love reminiscing. I mean, I could go back and just say he's not Jeff Ulbrich. He's not Patrick Willis. Do we want to go down that road?
Oh, no. I mean,
all right, then.
I'm just saying our linebacker core got better. I think we still have a lot of work to do.
Well, no, man. I mean, hey, sounds good. Like I said, y'all keep bringing in those amazing quarterbacks, and we'll keep winning the NFC West. Got it.
Just to lose in the Super Bowl.
Hey,
but we get that, right? We get that, right? You want to talk about
we should have ran it. I know. We should have ran it.
That's a low blow.
It is what it is, man. We still got 5 more. We still got 4 more than you.
Hey, I'm stoked that we're not making it every year like you guys.
Well, you should be stoked you're trash every year. Is that what you're saying?
No, not trash. No, we're middle of the road.
Oh, is that what you're happy about?
We're not the Cardinals.
You got a point.
That's true.
He got you there.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
What about your team, man? What about your moves?
I'm happy. I'm happy. So we didn't get the wide receiver I wanted. Help is still on the way. We got some draft. We got some draft capital. Help is on the way. So you're trying to take my hope from me. Don't do that. Now, with that being said, then Brad Holmes, you better get another wide receiver. Because I saw you just re-sign Josh Reynolds. I wasn't feeling that, but, you know, hey, I'm going to trust you.
For real, though, before we continue, I'm sorry to interrupt you. But Josh Reynolds should have been left in Santa Clara because that's what was working for us in the NFC Championship game.
So you're right, and I actually made it my mission. I actually made it my mission to post that when he dropped those 2 fourth down plays because he dropped both of them. I actually made it my mission to go out there and post to social media. He needs to walk back from Santa Clara.
Yo, Stevie Wonder would have caught those.
I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to go that far. But I'll say Braylon Edwards might have caught those.
Oh, no, Braylon Edwards didn't catch anything.
My point, but he could have caught them. He could have caught them.
He caught a one-way ticket out of Cleveland real quick.
Hey,
that was after he got a fight with one of LeBron's guys.
Hey, check this out. He got driven out of Cleveland. He ain't catching nothing out of Cleveland.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing. Nothing. Braylon Edwards couldn't even catch a cold on the goddamn coldest day. Oh, excuse me. Coldest day. But, no, so, I mean, you know, Josh Reynolds got brought back. We'll see how that works out. I'm very happy with 2 moves that were made. And that was, number one, he traded for Carlton Davis, the shutdown corner from Tampa. Love the kid's game. Love it. And then he went out and signed DJ Reader.
Well, I like him.
When he went out and he signed DJ Reader, I would have ran down the street shirtless. That's how happy I was. Like, I'm not going to even lie about it. But, like, DJ Reader was.
I wish I had the clip because it'd be like entered clip of Steve running down the street shirtless.
Okay, so what you wasn't going to do was post that if you did have it.
Oh, I would.
Come on.
No, but I mean, DJ Reader is he's a big help. He'll help us stop the run and rush the passer. I also wanted Eric Armstead as well. I wanted him because situationally, I don't need him to be what y'all needed him to be. Situational. He'll be on the field, just not every down. But he's gone. We don't have to worry about it. We do not have to worry about it. I want to add a pass rusher in the draft, or I want Chase Young. See where he goes.
Hey, Chase Young, if y'all can get anything out of him, the night for some reason he didn't give effort, and that's been his biggest knock, is he doesn't give it 100% effort. And it's like, dude, like, especially going to a Niner team where you got a defensive line with Bosa, you got Hargrave, you got Armstead. Man, you're the fourth, and you don't want to give it the effort like that? Like,
speak for yourself. I saw what he did in that NFC Championship game. If you want to call that not giving effort, then sign me up.
I mean, he gave an effort, like, towards the end. I mean, it's just we watched them for half a season, and half the time the man was lost. Half the time he was walking.
If that's what lost and walking looks like, I'll take it.
Hey, just Richie, just real quick, I might have to pop off for a second. Ash is going to call me. There's something going on. I'm going to have to pop off for just a couple seconds, then I'll come back. I don't know what's going on. It's super important.
All right.
So just a heads up.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Hey, make sure you don't cut that either. Don't cut that either. Make sure they know that we are actually working people. Yeah, we average Jones just like them, bro.
Yes, sir.
But I mean, Chase is... To me, I would take Chase.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe he would, but you're like I said, we watched him for half a season, and he was just not giving it his all, and that's all it was. It was just he wasn't giving it his all, and you know, I hope that if whoever does sign him, he does. You know, other than that, any other notable free agents that you guys might want to be looking at, Cleveland or Detroit?
I just want to get over with.
I do too. And the C.J. Gardner-Johnson comments that he made on his way out of town, I wasn't a fan of those.
You know, that man is trash, man. You also saw him. You also saw him in the NFC Championship game. He was getting cooked. He talked all that crap just to get cooked in the biggest
game
of year in the season.
And he got souffled. He got souffled. Let's just be honest about it. Like, that whole T.J. Gardner-Johnson thing was, I mean, I would have taken it for the hype. But then once it got here, neither one of them said nothing throughout the week. And rumor has it, he peed down his leg in y'all stadium, and y'all haven't washed it away yet.
Rumor has it, he's still waving bye. that's the
opinion. Hey, that pissed me off. Because that was when the tide turned.
Oh, it did. It did.
And when they showed him waving bye, I was just like, Lord have mercy.
If there wasn't a bigger target on his back before that game, during that game, at halftime, you waving bye to the fans at our stadium, it's just like, dude, like, have some fucking class. Excuse me. Have some class. Just keep your mouth shut. Win the game. And don't look dumb, because at the end of the day, you look like an idiot.
Now, if he would have waved bye at the end of the game, and we actually had won it, then I would have said, hey, you know, y'all just got to take that. But he waved bye at halftime.
Yeah, you got to hold that L, but you ain't going to do it at halftime.
And then he went back to Philly. Like, okay, go back to Philly. But when you say, well, I wanted money and a ring, two things that Detroit couldn't provide. Well, guess what? The league has figured out Jalen Hurts. So that's not going to be an issue. AJ Brown half-ass wants out. So that's not going to be an issue. Devontae Smith, he's all speed. He can't run every route on the route tree. So you shut down the 9 route.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley, he was a great addition. But let's be honest, Saquon Barkley is going to be hurt by week 6. I hate to say it. His track record says that. So they're going to be left stuck.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the Eagles.
Nah, man. I think you guys benefited from losing his ass. He was a cancer. He's all talk. He doesn't back it up.
Yes.
Go to the team that's all talk. Go to that team. You want money? You want the Super Bowl ring? Sorry, I'm a Niner fan, and the team that I'm scared of in the NFC West or in the NFC is not the Eagles. It's not the Cowboys. Hell no, it's not the Cowboys.
No, never will be.
It's not the Eagles. It's not the – you know what? I'm more scared of the Packers than I am of the Eagles. But the team that is going to fight and that I'm scared of, and we're going to meet you guys again back in the NFC Championship game, is going to be the Lions.
Okay. I told you I need that rematch. Don't get me wrong. What the Packers doing, the Packers are doing things. I cannot hate on the Packers. The Cowboys, as much as I hate the Cowboys did what they were – they wanted to sign some of their own. They wanted to get under the cap. They got to make way for Michael Parsons' contract.
That's so, going to hit them hard.
Yeah, it's going to hit them hard, and it's going to hit them harder than Nick Bosa did with San Fran. Now, what I will say is they let Tony Pollard go. That's not a loss because Tony Pollard got in the end zone one time last year. Okay, yeah. Bye.
He hasn't been the same since his injury, man.
Right. Now, so they're going to draft a running back. Thank you. Draft another middle linebacker. Find a good, decent safety, which reminds me, Justin Simmons, you're wanted in Detroit. I'm just going to put that out there. But, you know,
I hear you making all this. I hear you making this this argument for the Cowboys, and I get it. You know, you have to give props where props are due.
But I'm giving props.
At the end of the day, with one word, I could just let you know how the Cowboys are going to do.
You stole my build-up. No, you didn't. So you didn't steal my build-up. No, they did everything right. They're going to draft well. And what they're going to do is they're going to dominate the regular season, and they're still going to choke in a wild card.
And all that leads up because of McCarthy.
And whether it's McCarthy, whether it's Dakota Prescott, whether it's whoever it is, man, hey.
Man,
I'm sorry. I can't put my trust in a quarterback named Dakota. And hey, Chicago Bear fans. Chicago Bear fans, I know y'all gonna mess this up, but just in case y'all, well, there's no way y'all can't mess this up. Cause y'all will. Caleb Williams, I don't want a quarterback who paints his fingernails. I just don't.
That man paints his fingernails? Oh no.
Did you not see him paint his fingernails and cry to his mommy on the sideline when he lost the regular season game?
I don't watch college ball as much as I should, to be really honest. I don't. I watch like big rivalries, like when like a Michigan, Ohio State playing. Like I watch
Teton. We don't say that N word around here.
Yeah, we don't.
Who, Michigan? Oh, I'll say it
all day. Hey.
Didn't they kick the shit out of you guys this last year? My bad, but it's the truth. It's facts. The same. It just how you guys can say that we lost the Super Bowl. It's facts. At the end of the day, I can't get mad. You can't get mad. We'll see them next year, though. Hopefully, we'll see them next year.
Yeah, I wouldn't go Caleb Williams. I go either Bo Nix or Jaden Daniels.
Hey, first of all, I don't want Bo Nix at all. If I'm looking for a quarterback, I don't want Bo Nix. Bo Nix faced NFL talented caliber defenses when he was in the SEC at Auburn and looked terrible. You go to the Pac-12 and all of a sudden you look good. Same thing with Michael Penix. Michael Penix was in Indiana. He used to get bullied around by Ohio State, Iowa, hell, even Wisconsin. And now he goes out to the Pac-12 and he looks good. No, I don't. You didn't do it against NFL caliber talent. I don't think that you're going to pan out. This draft class is shaping up to be the 2021 draft class with Mac Jones, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson. This is what this draft class is going to be. Drake May is literally Mitch Trubisky 3.0 because Sam Howell was Mitch Trubisky 2.0. So, I mean, this.
I love how you said all those quarterbacks, and everybody forgot about Trey Lance and our.
Oh yeah, he lost. All right, yeah.
I didn't mention Trey Lance because I feel that Trey Lance got a raw deal in San Francisco. Yes. He did not get a fair shake.
Yeah,
and I feel that as long as he is behind Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush over there in Dallas, we will never get to know what that kid does. So I didn't spare you. I didn't spare you. I just think that I think the jury is still out on.
I 100% agree with you. I don't have nothing against Brock Purdy, but I said he never got the shot that he was supposed to. Jimmy G was always there, and no matter what, he was looking over his shoulder. Then Brock, you know what? He got his shot. He got hurt. It happens. But Brock Purdy just took over the show, and at that point, it was like, you got to cut your losses with him. So I get it. Let me bring back Jeremy. He is back, apparently. Oh, yeah.
There he is. Now, one thing. You're fine. One thing about Brock Purdy is, what are you going to do when they finally shut that run game down?
Hey, he threw the ball well.
Like, he threw for 4,000 yards, didn't he?
He threw for 4,000. Like I said, statistically, he had a great season.
How many games did Christian McCaffrey miss?
How many games did Christian McCaffrey miss? I think one, maybe. No, he didn't miss any.
He missed a little bit of the Browns game they played, but
yeah, he missed some of it.
When they went out, they loaded them. They loaded the throwing lanes and said, do what you do. So, with the threat of Christian McCaffrey in that backfield, he's always going to be good.
No doubt. But you know what?
Just like Jared Goff. Jared Goff has the benefit of David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs in the backfield.
Yeah.
You take them away and force Jared Goff. Hey, Jared Goff, go win us the game.
Yeah.
He won't.
I do have to say, though, I mean, Brock Purdy threw for almost 4,300 yards. And he was 3-1 with touchdowns, interceptions. 31 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
You can't ask for that.
That's solid numbers. I mean, I know that is solid. Definitely helps that with having McCaffrey.
That is solid. But I'm gonna tell you like this: if I was the quarterback throwing to Deebo, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle, I think I could fare well.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but you can't fault them for having
completion percentage.
You can't fault him for that. That's who.
I'm not faulting him at all. The point that I'm trying to simply make is that as long as you keep Christian McCaffrey happy and healthy, you guys got a Super Bowl contending team. You lose Christian, and the defense doesn't get the rest that they need. So that number. That top five defense quickly goes down the tubes from being on the field so much. And then what you got? Deebo to running back again?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's also fair to say that the system that we run, it's very it helps the running back. And, you know, when we didn't have Christian McCaffrey, we traded for Christian McCaffrey as a kind of like a, it was a luxury because we still had Elijah Mitchell and he was producing. Now, I will give him this. Elijah Mitchell likes to get hurt, but
so did McCaffrey.
And McCaffrey did get hurt a lot. And that was like the scare when they traded for it. I was like, man, like another running back that gets hurt a lot.
Rich.
But I will say that obviously with all the talent that they have on offense, yeah, you can definitely understand why he's doing good. But he also makes the plays when he has to. That dude is crazy when he scrambles. For some reason, they can't grab him. I don't know if it's because of his stature. He's small. He's quick. But he gets out of the pocket, he gets going. And you know, everybody's always gonna point to the all pros that are around him. But statistically, you can't knock the kid for what he has done.
He's elusive.
Hey Rich, I'm gonna say what you danced around when you said that. You said the system that y'all run, the system that y'all run is basically producing Brock Purdy, kind of like how the system that Bill Belichick ran produced Tom Brady.
I'll start the controversy
that don't nobody want to start.
Nah, because Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. Belichick hasn't won since we left.
Okay, Tom Brady won a Super hold on, excuse me. Tom Brady took the system that was in New England and incorporated it in Tampa, and that's how they won. Why do you think that he needed Rob Gronkowski to win that Super Bowl? When Rob Gronkowski went out and he finally retired, Rob did, he did what he had to do. That second year that Rob, not the second year, was it the second year? No, because Stafford put them on a couch the second year. That third year that Tom was there, his final year, if you go back and look, without Rob Gronkowski, they were a 500 ball club.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Is that a coincidence? You could talk about how old he was. You could talk about this. You could talk about that. At the end of the day, I'm going out on a limb saying that Tom Brady was a system quarterback. And Brock Purdy is shaping up to be just like him. As long as he is in that system, he's going to pan out.
Hey, but you know what? Saying, if it's a system quarterback
shaping up to be Tom Brady,
and you're talking about Brady, I mean, that's a pretty damn good system.
If you're comparing him to Tom Brady, I'll take it.
Man, no, I ain't comparing him to Tom Brady just yet because y'all ain't won nothing.
Talk about controversy.
That's a hot take.
Right.
Hey, y'all can clip that and do what y'all want to with it. I said it.
And I respect that, Steve.
I respect it, but I disagree. So that's just me. I respect
it. I'm just saying, if it was a system thing, after Brady left, Belichick would have kept winning. And he couldn't do that with Mac Jones.
Jared Stidham and Mac Jones. I mean, let's be for real here. Jared Stidham.
Too. Mr. All Great Cam Newton.
Don't force me to talk about Cam Newton. Please don't.
I know you love him.
I have respect for him, but at the end of the day, he was a running back who was good at completing passes for 1 year.
Oh my God.
The MVP season was his best season. You can't name anything after that. He took the league by storm with his legs. Great. Cute. Hey, Superman. Great.
Just so you know.
You say what?
I said the MVP award is a joke. They give it to another running back this year.
Lamar.
No. I can't say that because Lamar has improved his completion percentage and accuracy every year being in the league. I cannot say that. As much as I want to, I can't.
Hey, he's improved. That's fine. I get it. But the MVP stands for most valuable player in the league. Not for his team. Not for whatever game he's talking about. MVP. Who was the MVP? Who should have been the MVP?
The MVP of the league is a popularity contest.
So it's a joke.
It should have been McCaffrey. I would have gone with McCaffrey.
Nope. Mm-mm. Can't do it.
Statistically speaking, Lamar wasn't even, the top three best quarterback in the league? And he still got it.
So let me guess. You would have went with Brock Purdy.
I would have gone with, even stupid-ass Prescott had better. Prescott had better stats than him.
Yes, Dakota did have. I refuse to call him whatever everybody else calls him. His name is Dakota to me.
Got it.
So
my bad.
And Dakota had great numbers. But with that being said, Dakota didn't deserve it. And as far as
I'm trying to be unbiased here, okay? That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be
unbiased. I'm being unbiased.
Because I can say, you go stat for stat, Purdy had a better year than Lamar, and yet they still gave it to him. It's a joke. That's all it is. You want to spark controversy? It's a joke. The MVP is a joke. It's a popularity contest, like you said.
Might as well
pull up a poll on Instagram and TikTok and let everybody vote to see who's gonna win.
But you know why? You know why Brock Purdy didn't win it?
Why?
And like you said, most valuable player, right?
Yeah.
Last year it was Jimmy Garoppolo looking that good. Now it's Brock Purdy.
No, it wasn't. Jimmy Garoppolo played for what? 7 games?
He played more. He played more than 7 games. You better go look. Trey Lance messed up his leg. Trey Lance messed up his leg, his ankle. Week two. Jimmy Garoppolo came in until he got hurt.
Jimmy Garoppolo came in, and Jimmy Garoppolo, I remember this. He came in. He played against Denver. Ran out. This man ran out of the back of the end zone, still tried to throw a pass because he didn't even know it was a safety. That's who you're telling me should have gotten it. Okay.
I didn't say he should have got it. I said Brock Purdy came in and looked just like Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, Brock Purdy
came y'all in. Y'all were still in first place, bro. Y'all were still in first place. Y'all were still neck and neck with the Philadelphia Eagles when Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt and Brock Purdy took over.
No, we weren't.
I drink to that. Y'all were.
Yeah, I guess we're all drinking to that.
But anyway.
Hey, you got the power of Google at your fingertips. Prove me wrong. Jimmy G played more than seven games. He played more than seven games, sir.
Straight up. I think he came in like, let me Google this. Now it's going to bug me. But anyway, go ahead and continue. Continue speaking.
Lou.
Are we waiting?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to have to cut this out.
Yeah, you are.
You're not going to have to cut everybody out. Let the anticipation mount. Let the anticipation mount. The viewers are going to love this.
He played seven games. Thank you very
much. He only played seven.
Seven games.
And Brock Purdy played nine?
Sure, whatever you want to call it. Jimmy G ended up with 1,200
yards. What was his numbers?
Seven touchdowns and nine interceptions. Yeah, to Lamar? Yeah, he looked like MVP.
What was y'all record? What was y'all record?
I'm not looking. I can't see that. But he ended up with a 33.9 QBR. Oh, yeah. He was definitely MVP caliber, according to Lamar's standards.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't say Lamar. Lamar. I just said Brock Purdy looked a little bit like him.
Steve, that's no way.
I will take my L on that one. Y'all were still in first place. Y'all were still up there.
Brock Purdy.
I take my L on it.
Brock Purdy, and now I'm comparing them because, you know, you bring that up.
We don't need Brock to compare them. I know the stats look better. I was comparing wins.
Brock Purdy came in and played. Where the hell is it at? Damn, where is it at?
Are we talking about 2022 with Garoppolo?
We're talking about, he said that, okay, he played nine games. He played nine games.
I said that.
You did.
He went 7-3.
What was Jimmy Garoppolo's record? What was Jimmy Garoppolo's record?
Garoppolo's record must have been like 4-3, maybe 3-4.
Remember, Trey Lance came in and lost to Chicago.
Give that to him.
How did he started that game?
No, he didn't.
Trey Lance did start.
I'm talking about Garoppolo. They don't give that loss to him.
No. What was Jimmy Garoppolo's record as a starter in 2022? That's what I need to know.
Damn it, Steve.
2022.
Let me see. I'm trying to find it as well.
I got it right here. So in 2022, he was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He was 7-3 in 2022.
Not Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's what it's showing on here, yeah.
He lost to Denver. He won the next two, so that's 2-1. Then the LL. I'll give it to him. It was 4-3. I'll give it to him. 4-3. 4-3.
Okay, so they collectively lost six games together, right? So as far as I'm concerned, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't get a fair shake.
Are you serious? Because that man
no, I'm not.
Has gone.
I'm not. Yeah,
I still have nightmares of that fool overthrowing Sanders in the Super Bowl. Tell me he didn't get a fair shake.
But he beat the Packers for me in the playoffs before that. So I'm okay with Jimmy G. He good in my book.
Hey, you see where he went, right?
He didn't beat him, right?
Where did he go?
He's with the Rams.
Mostert beat him.
Oh yeah, he did sign that backup deal with the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is over there backing up the GOAT.
Look, man, look. That man, look. Jimmy Garoppolo right now, he's the every way possible of just getting close to LA so he can continue his career as an actor or a model, all right? He don't care about football no more.
Trying to make that money.
He's making that money trying to get endorsements for his looks. He don't want to get hit
on Aaron Andrews.
Yeah, he's hitting on Aaron Andrews over there. He's in the Fox studio saying, what's up, baby?
Hey, if he go to L.A. and his first commercial deal is a Hugo Boss commercial, I swear to God, man.
So did we already address the big news from yesterday with Aaron Donald?
Oh, thank the Lord. He is gone.
I know all
I'm sad to see him
retire, man. I'm tired of the Seahawks double a double. Oh my goodness, man! Yeah, glad he's retiring.
Hey, and here's why I'm not.
Donald terrorized the NFC West for a while.
A while.
Hey, so here's why I don't care that Aaron Donald retired. As a rookie, Penei Sewell went toe to toe with him and won that matchup.
I don't respect somebody whose name starts with Penei. All right,
you don't just you JK, don't have to.
Let's go.
I was about to say you don't have to, but the way he handled Nick Bosa says you should put some respect on his name.
That was a Richie hot take right there.
Right, Steve's over here watching dudes handle each other.
Wait. I'm glad that he hung him up, man. As a Seahawks fan and being part of that NFC West,
with a hung him up,
hung him up.
It's a lot of things getting cut out of this episode, fellas.
Oh, I ain't cutting it out.
There's a lot of things getting cut out of this one.
It's not what I meant.
Pause. We should have got a pause after that one, Jack.
Well, yeah, you know what? You know what? I'll say he terrorized the NFC West for a very long time.
He did.
Good, great player. Just watching that man get double, triple, quadruple team at sometimes. Hey, you know what? He's
got his ring.
Hell of a career.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford got him that ring.
Yeah, he sure did.
And
I'm not letting you finish that.
Yeah.
I'm not letting you finish that. First off, because I am completely upset that you found a way to throw Matt Stafford into the conversation. That hurts. Secondly,
you know, Stafford just
Aaron Donald
somewhere else to get what you guys couldn't give him.
Yeah, you know what? It looked like the rest of your Niners gonna have to do that too, choke artist. Nah,
we're gonna have to.
Hey, that's what I was saying.
Beat you guys,
Aaron,
in the championship game.
Dan Campbell and Josh Reynolds beat us, but Aaron Donald beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Period.
He made that last play on Joe Burrow. Jamar Chase was wide open.
The last two. Because, hey, let's face it. Jalen Ramsey was cooked.
Jalen Ramsey is all freaking mouth. He's like CJ Gardner. Like, don't get me wrong. At one point, Ramsey was a top-notch DB. But
and then he left Jacksonville.
He left Jacksonville. He was all, hey, that Jacksonville team was –
Jalen Ramsey has not been the same since Golden Tate put the mitts on me for doing his sister the way he did it.
Hey, Golden Tate ruined a lot of careers. That little dude was crazy.
But let me ask you one more question. What do you think of Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta?
Man,
irrelevant. Irrelevant.
It's like Russell Wilson. Like, nobody cares, Jeremy.
No, you know what? That dude's made over $500 million in his career for one playoff win.
It was four something. But
it was okay.
He's
rounding up.
He is a choke artist, and I'm gonna tell you this. What's his record on Monday night?
Not good.
I don't know. He's like 1-something because he just beat us last year.
Yeah, he shouldn't have beat y'all, but you know, no, it wasn't. He's like,
we were going
3-whatever. His first two, His first two Monday night wins were against the Chicago Bears.
We were going
until San Francisco.
We figured you were going to the championship game, though.
And what did it get you?
To the Super Bowl.
Did you win?
Where did it get you?
Hey, it got us.
Santa Clara, that's what it got you.
It got us a good stepping stone.
Oh, we're all going for stepping stones, huh?
No, I'm lying. I was upset about that. I ain't gonna lie, but you're not about to keep throwing that in my face. We gonna have to talk about this, man.
Talk to me for a week. I was low key upset. All right.
what you didn't notice is that I snuck another week in too. I didn't talk to you for almost 2 weeks.
Right.
See, now I'm just upset again. But you know what, though? Hey, I will say this, though. I let it marinate. I let you do your thing, and I didn't say anything to you about it.
So you're a better person than I am.
I'm a good friend. I did not come at you like that.
You couldn't come at me like that. The reason why this podcast
got eliminated, I was like, ha! Got him.
The reason why this podcast is underway today is because you didn't do that. Because I promise you, you'd have been blocked. Look, You would have
Steve no more.
You would have been blocked. On your flip phone. You say what?
I said you can't block nobody on your flip phone. I don't think I had that.
Actually, I do. I have that feature on my flip phone. Yeah. With that being said, you would have been blocked. Shout out to my middle brother because he almost got blocked, but he came and was just like, bro, great game. I respect y'all. Cool. Great. Thanksgiving this year is going to be great this year because he did that. That's isn't all I would say about it. No, my oldest brother is the Cowboy fan.
Oh, yeah.
I still ain't heard from him. That's another story, though.
Well, I mean, what does he have to say?
I heard that the Cowboys are going all in this year, right?
Yeah, it's the year again.
Hey, you know what? They did go all in by signing Derrick Henry. Oh, wait. No, they didn't. That was false.
They made three people this season.
Yes, a water boy, a ball boy, and a towel boy.
Yeah, they got a long snapper, a cornerback, and a linebacker.
My God.
Yeah,
or they kept McCarthy. I still can't get over that.
Hey, man, listen. Shush. Great. You know? Great. Jerry, you're doing great over there in Dallas. I just want to let you know.
Yes, great job. Jerry, a round of applause. Jerry, you keep doing you, boo-boo. You're doing great. Oh, man. All right. Well, what's the next one? Field just got traded to Pittsburgh. How do y'all feel about that?
Man, Ryan Poles got fleeced.
First off, man, that's...
I care. I'm glad. Hey, look, Justin Fields did not get... He didn't get the adequate... What's the word I'm looking for? Development that he should have received had he went anywhere else. With that said, I'm glad Justin Fields got out of town before they were able to help him along the way. And I'm glad they only got a sixth-round pick in next year's draft.
Well, that can turn to a fourth, hang on, playing time, but he's not going
to be with it. Still, a fourth isn't bad. And, yeah, behind Russell, he's not going to see much time.
You guys act like Russell's good.
He's garbage. I'm glad he's there.
I think Russell's going to serve as a backup.
Actually, I don't think the Browns never beat Russell Wilson.
Like, help him a little. Russell is washed up, bro. Like he left Seattle, and he's just not good.
Hey, Rich, straighten your shirt up. Your bias is showing a little bit.
No, I mean that's true. I mean I will say one thing.
By trading Fields, you now know that they're going to go and get Caleb Williams with that first pick.
We don't necessarily know that because Chicago has been known to screw up. Look at Deshaun Watson sitting on the board and Mitchell Trubisky they took.
Yeah, they could go for a kicker.
All those teams in that region just seem to do some weird stuff.
Watch your mouth.
I do have a hot take, though. I think this year –
because Jeremy's hot takes.
I think after this year, Russell is done as far as a starter. I think this will be his last year as a starter.
He's done now. What are you talking
about? You call that – wait, you call it a hot take?
A hot take.
That's not a hot take.
Dumbass take.
You had me sitting over here. Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong, but I mean, the writing's on the wall for that, buddy.
He's going to a team where they had a guy – they drafted a guy who had to wear gloves because he couldn't grip the freaking ball. They thought he's being a reincarnation of Joe Montana. You're stupid in Pittsburgh, I'm telling you.
You know what? He was the quarterback.
I'm telling you, man. I don't care. Who?
Hey, hold on. Wait. As someone in the suburb of Pennsylvania, I think you might want to walk that one back, bro.
Nope.
He's doubling down.
Nope. I show no fear. Steelers fans are a little slow.
Steelers fans are special.
Yeah.
Almost like Jeremy's hot take. Jesus.
I don't understand how they thought
Kenny Pickett could be anything. Maybe it was a dumb take.
Yeah, closer to that, Jeremy.
All right.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, I you know what? Start him, please. Do. I mean,
yeah.
I want to see Tomlinson go under 500 because that's all he plays for nowadays.
You talking about Mike Tomlinson? Hey, whoa.
Hey, here's the thing. So, I don't think it's the last Steelers coach to go under 500 was what? Chuck Noll, right?
Tomlin's, I love him as a coach.
I think Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher was the last one to take Pittsburgh under 500.
Really?
Yeah, he hasn't had a
– Yeah, Tomlin never had. Yeah.
No.
That's Cowher, what I'm saying. Sure. He's playing right now. I feel like he's a great coach, but I think he's just – all he's playing is for above 500, man.
The first losing season he's doing.
Either that or they need to fire their GM because
that's what he's doing. Did you not see the roster that was assembled that he made the playoffs with last year?
Did you not see that he was bouncing the first game?
They weren't supposed to be there. So what are we talking about here? They weren't supposed to be a playoff caliber team.
I respect the hell out of Mike Tomlin.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just saying, like, he's...
By the time he got there with Mason Rudolph.
Remember, he's a few years from having his head brains bashed in.
Hey, I don't want to talk about that. But think about this. Think about this. Your three quarterbacks, Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, and you still make the playoffs with them three? You got to give him a little bit of respect.
That defense made the playoffs. Let's be real with you.
Man, that defense tightened. That defense tightened up down the stretch. But, I mean.
T.J. Watt made the playoffs for them, right? Let's be
okay. 100%. Okay. And so, get past T.J. Watt. What you got? Who are we going to talk about? Joey Porter Jr.? Minkah Fitzpatrick?
No. I mean, they had a really good defense. Collectively, they had a good defense. They played well.
Look at the names on that defense that made the playoffs, and you'll understand why I'm giving Mike Tomlin the amount of respect that I'm giving.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't know because apart, like, it's almost like your Lions defense. Apart from what's his name, I can't name anybody else.
Can't even name his name.
But they're pretty. How good.
Can you wait? Hutchinson. Apart from who?
Shit, I can't even name him. What's his name?
Aiden Hutchinson. What are you doing?
Aiden Hutchinson. There you go. He was not there. Yet.
Hold on, wait. You can only name Aiden Hutchinson on the Lions defense, bro. Really?
I mean, CJ Gardner's gone, so I can't.
I was about to say, because you talked about him the whole damn show. He talked about last year. He was there last year. You talked about him the whole show.
Like I don't know anybody else.
How do you not know Ali McNeil, James Houston?
Who?
Oh, hey, don't you who me? Don't you who me? Kirby, you got Kirby Joseph. You got Kirby Joseph.
Who?
You got Brian Branch on that defense. Not to mention Jack Campbell, Ali McNeil, Alex Anzalone. I hate to say that name, but he still produced. I mean, really?
Then I do know him.
Yes. We're talking about Fabio.
Mr. Fancy Hair? Yes, I do know him then.
We're talking about Fabio, yes.
Oh, man.
I thought you were calling Steve Fancy Hair. I was going to say, hey, hold on a second.
What, on his chin?
First off, I got the shiniest head on the show, don't you ever.
My man put all the baby oil on his head right now.
Got it greased up, man. I love it.
Hey, so look, that's been the airport runway for the better part of almost 10 years, so I ain't have to put no baby oil on that. That's just natural.
How old are you, Steve?
Huh?
Man, on the stream, huh?
I just wonder how long I have to go before I'm right there where you're at.
Oh, so wait, how old are you?
I'll be 38 this year.
You'll be 38. So guess what? Yeah, dang. So guess what? You ain't got that long to go. I'm a year and a day older than Rich.
Yeah. Okay.
No, not even a year and a day. I'm literally 364 days older than Rich.
Yeah.
So you're 37.
You're younger than him.
I'm 38, man.
Then you're what year were you born?
85.
Bro, I was born in 88.
Oh, you just look old, damn. My fault.
That's why I was confused. I was born 86.
That's why I'm like, wait, hold up.
Hey. You're younger.
You old fuck. Don't call me old.
Hey, my fault. Boy, them early 2000s did you dirty.
What's that? Losing them Super Bowls have done me dirty.
What's in the cup? So what's in the cup is Patron and OJ, but you know, hey.
38, and all of a sudden he's a Mexican, right?
Hey, yes. Hey, and that's crazy because that's exactly what I'm drinking. I traded in the Hennessy and the Crown Royal for Mexican water.
Nice.
There you go.
Just in case if you know the stereotype wasn't Hennessy, he just said it was. He turned into Hennessy for tequila.
Yeah. We can say what we want. I don't care.
I see. This hair, though, tells you I was born in 88, and I'm younger than you.
I was born in 87. Don't mean anything.
Anyway, let's go back to football.
Oh my god.
Yeah, if you want to. This train is falling off the damn rails.
Quickly. You're not lying, Ray. Anyway, any other noticeable free agents that we should talk about?
That's not a free agent thing, but it's like a joke. It's like the Bengals. They traded Joe Mixon and they replaced him with Zach Moss.
Or like the Packers releasing Aaron Jones and getting Josh Jacobs.
Now, Josh Jacobs was a good pickup. I can't hate on him. I didn't like the way they did Aaron Jones. But I didn't like the way they did Aaron Jones because Aaron Jones, he hyped Green Bay up. Hey, Green Bay is the city. Green Bay is better than L.A. I would take him. So you don't let a guy like that go.
Hey, did Aaron Jones
finally as far make it as down everything to Dallas? Else?
Was that?
Did Aaron Jones finally make it down to Dallas? Because I know he's gonna play for them.
No, I think he Aaron went to Jones? Minnesota.
Yeah, oh, did he? He stayed in the same division.
Damn, I literally thought he was gonna go to down to Dallas because you know that's his home state. So I thought he was gonna go.
I don't know if you guys mentioned, but Derrick Henry went to the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, he did. Oh, sorry, Ray.
They have two running backs.
Nah, I almost made it back.
That's right. I think that's a great sign though for Baltimore. I really do.
I wonder which one's going to take MVP.
I don't know.
It'll be Lamar.
RB1.
But it's still a great signing.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to make – I don't think it'll make much of a difference.
Yeah, Browns fan. Hey, so listen.
Let me have hope.
I you can have hope, and you can say that the new Browns is going to make some headway and do what – I'm going to take the old Browns. I'm going to take the original Browns.
All right.
The Armodell Browns?
Hey.
Oof.
Yo. What did we say about that word, man?
Oh, don't. Man.
You know who we haven't talked about?
The day the Niners don't choke in the Super Bowl.
He been pissing off the state of Ohio since the beginning of the show.
Yes, he has.
What we haven't talked about is the Raiders' new quarterback.
Who?
Minshew.
Oh.
Signed a 2-year 20.
Nobody cares.
No. But he signed a 2-year $25 million deal. That's crazy to me. Crazy.
What about the Vikings new QB one? Sam Darnold.
Hey! I love that signing.
Yeah, for your division.
In case you needed to see. Thank you, Quessy. I appreciate you. I celebrate you. Wish nothing but the best for you. No, so check this out. I actually hope Sam Darnold does good. I hope he starts out slow. Then I hope he turns it on at the end of the season. And then I hope they give him a contract extension. 4 years, $100-some-odd million. And then I want him to go back to seeing ghosts. And I want him to go back to getting mono.
It was almost like when the Seahawks gave Geno an extension. Oh, man. You should have seen Jeremy trying to argue that contract as being good. I was like, hallelujah.
We're gonna see what happens this year, Ricky. All right, new coaches.
Excited about Sam Howell. That tells me everything.
Go back and look at the video. I never said I was excited about Howell. Not once did I say I was excited. And
so look. If you think about this. Sam Howell in one hand, Geno in the other hand. I think he should hop on the Sam Howell train. But that's just me.
I would give Sam Howell a shot for sure. And that's a lot better than Mr. Oh God himself. I mean, he doesn't have to worry about it in Donald anymore. But, you know, he's still no good. Geno Smith.
I can't say nothing about Geno Smith because since he's been with the Seahawks, he is 2-0 against the Lions. So I can't say nothing.
Howell, if that interceptions could come down, the sacks. I mean, he got sacked 65 times this last season.
Well, look where they were
expecting him to throw it. They were expecting him to throw it 60 times a game. You know, they really put it on his back. It's intriguing. I'm not saying it's going to work out great.
In the last decade, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of 2-0 quarterbacks against you guys, all right? So that's not saying much.
Richie's got a point.
Hey, so I know where you're not 2-0 in the last decade.
I know where we are 1-0 against you.
You're not 2-0 in the Super Bowl.
3-0, get it right.
0-3.
You're 0-3.
But I know how many trophies are standing in our team headquarters.
Hey, see, that's where you messed up because we got trophies too.
You got a participation trophy? No, what?
We ain't got participation trophies, but we got world championship trophies. Now they old. They are old as
yeah.
There's a reason. Yeah, it's a reason why can't nobody touch them, because they're gonna turn into dust. But we still got them trophies. You're not gonna take that away from
me. Hey, man, the Browns got the same thing.
The Browns. You say the Browns what?
The Browns have 8 NFL AFL championships.
And Browns. Hey, actually, the Browns got 2 Super Bowl rings.
Come on, man. What? Come on, Steve. I like you, Steve. Come on.
Yeah, they got one of them. They got one for.
You know what? The Ravens got. The second one didn't hurt as much as the first.
Hey, man, I'm about to sneak up to Cleveland and see my kids after this one, man.
Are you gonna leave in the middle of the night?
Hey, you know what? You know what? I'm gonna turn my phone off for a couple of days.
You gonna pack his things up and leave in the middle of the night?
Hey, I'm gonna have to do something, bro, because this one ain't gonna fly. I'm telling you that now. I can see the text messages I'm gonna wake up to when this one come out.
Oh, and I'm gonna leave it too. I didn't edit it out.
What do you mean? What do you mean the Browns got 2 Super Bowls? I said what I said.
Hey, I didn't ask you to delete nothing. You can leave it all in.
That's gonna be the first thing I post. Is gonna be Steve talking about the Browns having 2 Super Bowls.
Man,
the Browns before 1999 Browns.
Hey, well, if you gonna leave all that in, make sure you say the original Browns. Make sure you paste that with it. Hey, look, if they gonna come after me, I might as well go out in the blaze of glory, partner.
That's the tequila talking. Look at him.
That ain't the tequila talking. I'm just saying, if I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna go out the way I want to go out.
There you go. All right, boys. Well, let's cut it right here. Great show. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Hope everybody's good. Take care of your family. Take care of yourselves. Much love.
All right.